Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. Welcome to the Power Hour, the Power Mall. I'm Justin Porter. Really, really happy to be back on the show. And with me today is Rebecca Wheeler, who is the regional sales executive for North American Herb and Spice. Rebecca is, well, she's very fond of strength training, traveling, cruciferous vegetables, and is a big supporter of medical freedom. She is also studying for her PhD in human nutrition, and we're very happy to have her on the show with us today to share her insights and her experiences. So welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you.
And of course, just a reminder that the Power Hour is a 100% listener supported show, and without your support, the Power Hour wouldn't exist. So, the Power Mall is full of unbelievable products vetted from America First companies, and this your support is absolutely crucial for the continued success of the Power Mall. And there is a phone number today if you want to call in, if you have any questions about anything we're talking about. That new phone number is 800-231-0760, and we look forward to taking your calls, whatever the subject might be about. Today we are going to be looking at the immune system. The immune system has kind of a key role in everybody's lives, and there's so many different theories and so many different ways you can look at the immune system. And so, Rebecca, how do you approach keeping your family safe, yourself healthy, especially with these bombardments of engineered viruses and real viruses and real bacteria that's out there? What's your kind of go-to, and then how do you move through that process?
Healthy tissue cannot develop disease. So we want to prevent anything that is going to weaken our system. So it's not just about building the right nutrients, but also not consuming GMOs that can alter our DNA, for example, not consuming conventional food as often as possible. And we really want to make supplements that are whole food, that provide all the nutrients that we need, the main basis for our nutrition, and then we fill in the gaps with our grass-fed beef, our pastured eggs, our cruciferous vegetables, our leafy greens, our berries, our chocolate, our avocados, everything that fits in around and contributes around the supplementation. Because the issue is, it's really hard to hit all those bases from just diet alone. And it's not your fault. It's because the soil is different, the air is different, the water is different. So food coming out of the ground is not the way that God intended. So what we've done with North American Herb and Spice, we travel all over the world and we source our supplements from primarily wild, if not wild, from heirloom seeds. And when you've got a wild plant, you've got a robust, hardier plant that can stave off whether it's climate or whether it's animals, predators. It's a hardier species. And it's the way God created it. It hasn't been altered. The pH hasn't been altered in order to make it change so it can adapt. So we want to get as close to the natural original foods. And then those are harvested and turned into supplements. And that is what we take as to hit all of those bases.
Yes, I think the fundamentals of the immune system is really human nutrition. So you really have to start with making sure you have all of your minerals, all your vitamins. You have to make sure that you're not lacking, and then you're not also creating additional burden. And I think that is the biggest challenge with genetically modified foods today. If you look at the vitamins that are available in the stores, it's 98% of them are synthetic. And this is brands are saying, well, what's trending? Well, the immune system was trending when COVID was around, so you suddenly saw this huge increase in zinc supplements, vitamin C supplements, and now Purely C has been around from North American Herb and Spice for about 15 years. I think it was developed when they discovered the Camu Camu source in Peru, and the wild source of Camu Camu. I really want to dive into that in more detail in a short while, and that's what we're going to do.
The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, and we've got Rebecca Wheeler here, who's a regional sales executive with North American Herb and Spice. And today we're really talking about human nutrition, the immune system, and then some other products that we use to kind of boost our immune system, as much as the experts out there try to tell us that that is something that you cannot do. So vitamin C is a really, really big issue. The history of vitamin C, why it became known and celebrated certainly as an immune system wonder, is really goes back to Linus Pauling making it very popular. And you know, he did amazing work kind of promoting ascorbic acid. And you know, ascorbic acid, as I understand it, is only the antioxidant component of vitamin C, and it does have an initial effect. When Linus Pauling was taking it as well, he was actually taking, you know, there wasn't GMOs, so he didn't have a possibility of taking a genetically modified vitamin C. Over the years, unfortunately, genetically modified corn has really dominated, and it's very hard to not find, hard to find organic corn, and very hard, and it's very expensive to make anything from organic corn. So typically, ascorbic acid is made from genetically modified corn. That is often from China. So really, really hard to see how you can get health from vitamin C. So what's your take on vitamin C, and how do you see Purely C as that better alternative?
So Purely C offers the entire vitamin C complex. So it's not just the antioxidant component, ascorbic acid, but it also contains copper, chromium, vitamin K, iron. There are other components, biflavonoids. And it's funny because people will go to the vitamin store and they've heard to buy ascorbic acid, and they say, make sure it has biflavonoids added in. So they're actually taking a product that comes from GMO corn. And corn, by the way, has no natural vitamin C. So it's 100% synthetic, and they're altering it. And then they're taking biflavonoids and adding them back in. It's just a disaster. We don't know the long-term effects of that. One thing we do know for sure is when we have just the ascorbic acid, it only has two electrons. So what does vitamin C do? It scavenges free radicals, and it's going to donate an electron to neutralize a free radical, right? Now, what does it do if it only has two and it donates one? The ascorbic acid donates one electron. Now it just has one electron. Now it becomes a free radical, the exact thing that we were fighting against. So ascorbic acid is completely dangerous. We don't have anything like that in the household. And instead, we consume fruits and vegetables that contain vitamin C. But I like to use the Purely C by North American Herb and Spice. It is available in capsules, and you can also get it in a powder form for people that have pill fatigue, just tired of taking capsules. Maybe they like to make a smoothie, and they can consume it in a powder or add it to a protein. And it is just amazing. I mean, this is going to prevent so much that can go on with the body. And the first sign of a vitamin C deficiency is when you see a little bit of blood on the toothbrush. If this ever happens to you, you see a little bit of bleeding gums. That's always the first sign that you need to up your vitamin C. So take that seriously when you see that. It's not cause for alarm, but just make sure you get some Pureleaf C in your system.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially, yeah, being from England originally, where, you know, we're known as limeys. I mean, that actually dates back to the sailors on the ship having scurvy. And I think one thing that we don't realize is that we actually have clinical scurvy, which is kind of obvious. You have these symptoms, but the majority of people have conditions like osteoporosis, for example, where that is a level of scurvy going on often that is completely missed. So upping your vitamin C is never going to be a bad thing. When it's in whole food form, you can't really overdo it. So I always say up that anyway, because there's so many different reasons why vitamin C has to come into the body. And we're a mammal that do not create our own vitamin C. Most mammals do. Guinea pigs don't as well. So, you know, give those little guys some support. But essentially what we're saying is that we've seen goats, for example, who actually produce 700% more vitamin C when they're sick, when they're going through something. So that gives us a sign that it plays a big role in the immune system. However, I also think we miss vitamin A. And vitamin A is a really critical immune support vitamin that doesn't ever get discussed in the mainstream. Right. And most vitamin A on the market is beta carotene, again, from a synthetic source, typically. What do you think the best source of vitamin A is? And how would you recommend taking it?
So the best source of vitamin A is going to be a source of retinol and not beta carotene, because beta carotene must be converted into retinol. And so I use the North American Herb and Spice Purely Liver. And this is a grass-fed, grass-finished, pastured New Zealand liver. We picked New Zealand because there's never been a case of mad cow disease. And we're consuming it raw, so we need it to be clean. And then they've added just 1% of our P73 wild oregano to preserve the shelf life of this and to make it so there's no nothing can grow on it. And then also the capsule itself is in chlorophyll. So it's bright green. It adds a little bit of copper and some of those things that we need for absorption. So for me, yes, take vitamin A for the immune system. It's necessary. And it's especially with somebody has a virus, people can use a higher dose of vitamin A to fight any kind of viral load. But the change I really saw was I was starting to get nervous driving at night. I felt like my night vision wasn't where it used to be. And I started to say, I wonder if I should, you know, consider glasses or go see somebody about this. And just about that time, North American Herb and Spice was launching the Purely Liver. And so I wasn't initially taking it because it has 130% of your RDA for retinol. I wasn't taking it for that reason. I was taking it because it was a superfood. It contains most amino acids, equal parts zinc and copper, natural A and D, and a full B complex, and over 300% of your B12. So this is a multi-mineral, multivitamin superfood, a better alternative than taking, say, a multivitamin that you would buy at the store. As you mentioned earlier, 98% of those are synthetic. This is a whole food vitamin. So I was taking it for many benefits, and it also helps with detoxifying the liver. So traditionally, like helps like. And if you're working on a particular part of the body, a particular organ that you want a little support, it's very beneficial to consume that. And we could all use a little bit of liver support, right? So as you always say, we live in a toxic soup and we're constantly bombarded with so much, even if we try to be the cleanest. So liver support is always important. So the Purely Liver is great for that. But I really saw a turnaround within a few months of my eyesight.
Yeah.
I no longer thought I needed to go to the eye doctor, or I could see much more clearly. And especially at night.
Another interesting component with liver as well. So in traditional Chinese medicine, the liver meridian goes through the eye. And you often have to look back at, you know, these traditional medicines that are far older than our conventional allopathic medicine. And you see a lot of connection within that. And again, when, you know, people didn't have the same access to information, you look at the tribal lifestyles, you know, of thousands of years ago, and or even hundreds of years ago, and they reported always utilizing the organs for the, you know, people who needed it the most, whether it's the nursing mothers, the pregnant, the women who are pregnant in the tribe, or the elderly who were in weaker states, and the muscle, which is, you know, typically what we're eating, you know, in from the grocery store, does lack the same kind of nutrition. So I think Purely Liver is an absolute must. 5 capsules a day. That with the Purely C, I think, is you're kind of covering your bases nutritionally. Obviously, eat well, as much as you can. If you can create a relationship with the local farmer, do that too, because you know that is where the real good nutrition, you know where it's coming from, you know how they're taking care of their animals. But in terms of nutrition, you can always go that little bit further. Another great source of retinol, and remember, retinol is critical, especially if you're diabetic. So if you're diabetic and you're taking beta carotene, your body cannot convert it because you lack the enzymes to actually put it into retinol. So retinol can come from beef liver and also really, really high quality fish oil.
Wow.
So the Polar Power, which I know took 16 years for Miss Judy Gray to actually, who owns North American Urban Spies, to find a source that really kind of passed her smell test, as they say. Now, most fish oil on the market, so if you go to a Walgreens or a CVS, that fish oil has typically been on an industrial fishing boat for over a year before they harvest it. Then they put soybean oil in there and they really kind of make it this rancid, dangerous oil. Where the Polar Power, it's even a different color, isn't it?
So. Oh, it's pink. It's pink. And, you know, if you ever see a bear in nature eating salmon, they grab it by the tail and they just eat the brain, the head, the eyeballs. That's where all the good fats and nutrition are. And they just eat it and then they discard the rest of the fish. And many fish oils on the market, they don't just press from the brain. They also press from the liver. Mm-hmm. And that's not a good idea with what's going on in some of the water, especially, you know, how do you know which water supply your fish came from? And if you really want that liver with anything, but it's in the middle of processing, to be in now in your body. So with North American Urban Spies, they only press from the brain of the fish.
Yeah, it's incredible stuff. And it's got that tinge because there's naturally occurring astaxanthin.
Yeah.
And astaxanthin, again, it kind of coincides. I mean, nature and the way that God created everything, to me, he speaks to us with it because vitamin A is there.
Yeah.
You have the astaxanthin, which has been shown to be very important for eye health, you know, more and more research going on.
Astaxanthin, if you're unfamiliar, it's what gives salmon its pink color, and that's why our fish oil is pink, but also flamingos are pink. So we have a lot of pinks in nature from astaxanthin, and it's a natural sunscreen, and it's not prohibitive of vitamin D. So where this comes in and why it's popular now, it's an antioxidant. And what it does, you can take this, and this will make it so you can be out in the sun absorbing that vitamin D, getting that fresh air, and you are less likely to burn. Whereas if I put sunscreen on, I'm less likely to burn, but I'm not going to absorb any vitamin D. So this is God's sunscreen, and it's in pink things like salmon. And, you know, we can't all afford and have access to the right kind of salmon every day. It's just too hard, right? But you can take the Polar Power, and you can have that as a daily support. It is shelf stable. I will say this. I've never seen another fish oil that doesn't have to be refrigerated. We put a little bit of rosemary in there. We preserve it. So you don't refrigerate it. You just keep it on the shelf. If you're doing the liquid, that's a great product for pets as well. And then the same thing with the gel caps. They are just preserved and they're pink. And you can even, I've seen mothers give the gel caps to little toddlers, kind of gum it up and chew on the oil and just like kind of absorb it. And if you've had a lot of fish oils during pregnancy and breastfeeding, that fish taste is not off-putting to young children.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And most of the salmon in the marketplace today, and especially in the conventional grocery stores, they actually add the color back in. So this is farmed salmon, and you know, any farmed fish are fed horrifically, you know, typically GMO corn as well, unbelievably. But they actually add that color back in through food coloring.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no astaxanthin in those farmed. Because farm fish don't get the algae. So the algae is what feeds that and develops that astaxanthin. So really amazing stuff. It's so important to be aware of what we're putting in our body. And it's great to know that we have these options. I think the leading deficiency, you know, beyond vitamin D is clearly magnesium. You know, we've been speaking to people, especially in the last couple of days, about magnesium and the importance. And, you know, a lot of people just see magnesium as something to calm you down or to get to sleep, where I think there's over 300 different uses in the body.
So Miss Judy With Dr. Megan Urban-Spice, she's our founder, and she believes that it's actually closer to 650 enzyme connections with magnesium. So 300 is kind of the number that we were taught in school and that's put out there, but she is hypothesizing she wants to lift that number to 650 just based on her own studies. It's quite phenomenal what she's come up with. But yes, so many people are deficient in magnesium, and most people who have depression, anxiety, ADD, ADHD, trouble falling asleep at night, trouble getting up in the morning. Statistically, 80 to 90% of those people, you're going to find low magnesium levels. And it's horrifying to think that someone could run to a doctor for a prescription because they feel depressed, or could make really poor choices out of anxiety when all they needed was to meet this nutrition requirement. That's devastating. Mm-hmm. That they are wasting resources and time and energy and putting themselves in danger when all they need is to just get that magnesium. And the same is true of people with AFib, people with heart conditions. A lot of times it's just a magnesium deficiency. And I know a woman who had a daughter who was prescribed, a young daughter, magnesium oxide. Mm. And I had to stop her. Luckily she called me and I said, "Oh my gosh, magnesium oxide, that is not for anyone, unless you really just are trying to go to the bathroom." And the dosage that was prescribed by a doctor for her toddler was 400 milligrams. So that would make a grown-up have diarrhea. And right. This was prescribed for a young child. And so we stopped that right away. And I told her to put on, we did the Purely Min instead. It's the Purely Min Magnesium by North American Urban Spice is it's in a capsule, but are no other ingredients besides the active ingredients. So if you want to give it to a child who does not take pills or someone who has pill fatigue, you can open those capsules up and it dissolves very easily into liquid. So it is a capsule, but don't let that hold you back if you're accustomed to taking your magnesium in a liquid. What it is, it's a gram of magnesium L-threonate. And this is magnesium that crosses the blood-brain barrier. If you have migraines, if you have tension, headaches, and also just for reviving, what does the brain do, right? Memory, creativity, all of these things are bolstered by having magnesium up in the brain. And then we also use magnesium taurate, mm-hmm. and magnesium glycinate. So magnesium taurate is commonly used in cardiovascular concerns. That would be somebody that is dealing with a cardiovascular concern would oftentimes be prescribed magnesium taurate. And glycinate is the best, probably the best absorbed and multi-use type of magnesium. Also for sore muscles, things like that, it's often the go-to.
More gentler on the digestive system.
It's not a laxative. Our Purely Min magnesium is not a laxative. But if you like taking a magnesium, a citrate or something at night for a laxative effect, you can still take that with our magnesium, because that magnesium that you're taking is just going through you. So you need something that's going to absorb and go to those other 649 functions. So it's the most prevalent mineral in the body. So we need it for our bones. We need it for our teeth, our brains, our hearts. It even makes our hair grow. I mean, there's so many things that magnesium does. Digestion, it's just necessary for so much. And so many people are deficient. But one of those first symptoms would be anxiety or depression. So you always want to go to magnesium first. And if you're going to pick a magnesium, you should pick one like ours that has the magnesium L-threonate. And it also has an amino acid called L-theanine. L-theanine is for calm and focus.
Yeah,
absolutely. It comes from, normally people might be familiar with it. They drink their green tea to get that.
Yeah.
So this is a better source of that, and it's a high dose. This is a higher dose than most on the market. So you're getting almost like a free product. And with the magnesium, you're also getting the L-theanine. And so this Purely Min magnesium is perfect for anybody that wants calm, focus, energy. The first sign of magnesium deficiency is fatigue. Number one thing that happens, fatigue. You don't expect that because magnesium is pushed as this. You literally can't sleep without it. Right. So one of the leading selling magnesiums is called Calm. So we see that in the stores and we think, oh, I just take magnesium to calm down. No, you actually need it to make energy, to make ATP in the cell. And the first sign that your ATP is not doing what it needs to do is when you feel fatigued. Maybe you need to up that magnesium.
Yeah. And just a reminder, guys, that everybody listening here, all of these products that we're discussing today are available on the Power Mall. 10% off, and go to the Power More today. And we've discussed Purely C, we've discussed Purely Liver, we've discussed the Polar Power, and then the Purely Min Magnesium. And if you have any questions about these wonderful products, and we're going to be discussing many, many more products as they relate to the immune system, but call us on 800-231-0760. And we'll be happy to answer any questions. And again, the Power Hour, the Power More relies 100% on the listening supported program. So give us a call, any questions. And as we dive deeper into the immune system, really, I think, the immune system is created, it's given to us, and it builds in life. But those early days, really, it comes from the mother. As we know. So there's a big risk that we've got this, this culture of depopulation, this agenda that we speak often about, and they're trying to stop children having, breastfeeding mothers. They're trying to make it almost frowned upon. Mm-hmm. How do you really talk to somebody who hasn't had that those building blocks of nutrition in their formative years to kind of catch up? Or is that possible, or is it hopeless?
I don't think it's ever hopeless, because with God, all things are possible. So I think particularly if they're a believer and they believe that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, created in the image of God and a child of God, and they are adhering to his ways, then part of that adherence also comes with an obedience to eating what God has provided naturally, right? Yeah. So you can't change the past. You can't change, if your mom didn't breastfeed you, of course that's not, but God can go in there and fittingly put back any cell together.
Yeah.
He is the healer. He is the great physician. And so if you are in that situation where you're frustrated, you've got autoimmune situations, or you don't have the immune system that you wish you had. And it's because of these formative choices, or maybe your mom didn't know better and you were given, a really unsound diet, and it wasn't anything that you chose. And so that would be a really good time to just take that straight to the Lord and have him reveal the mysteries to you of any area where you can improve.
One of those key nutrients I think that's missing, that is often vilified, is cholesterol.
Oh God.
And when you look at that, cholesterol is necessary for vitamin D, which, really is a hormone intrinsic.
Yes.
But all hormone production relies on this healthy cholesterol in the diet. And, again, we look at eggs, obviously, is a very good source. But again, liver comes back up into that conversation. So when you have that cholesterol, your body's able to make the right amount of hormones. And, statin drugs will completely undo all of those things.
Yes.
So you've got to be really, really aware that allopathic medicine, a pill for an ill, is certainly a dangerous approach because of the situations it puts you in. And if you're afraid of cholesterol, and suddenly you also still believe that saturated fat is this big killer, and you're ignoring things like the seed oils being so dangerous.
Right.
It really is. It's paying attention. I know that we often talk about the education that's given to registered dietitians and how far away from the truth
they are still cautioning. It's still, and I follow a lot of them on social media for the sake of understanding what their position is. Mm-hmm. And it's still completely juxtaposed to our values. And they still push to promote seed oil and cholesterol into their true love to begin.
Empower your day by tuning in to the Power Hour live every weekday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. Join us for dynamic discussions and call in with your questions or comments at 888-627-6008. Can't make it live? No worries. You can catch the replay anytime 24/7 by visiting thepowerhour.com. Want to stay in the loop? Sign up for our daily newsletter to get show archives and guest info straight to your inbox. And if you're a podcast fan, we've got you covered on all major platforms and devices. So whether you're tuning in live or catching up on your commute, the Power Hour is always within reach. Don't miss out. Join our community and make every hour a Power Hour. Power your life with the best health, wellness, and readiness products from thepowermall.com. Each purchase you make doesn't just benefit you, it also supports independent news media. That's right. You're backing the good guys who bring you the truth. Feel good knowing that every dollar you spend helps small businesses grow. Imagine a community where your health is optimized and your mind is well informed. That's the future you're building with the Power Hour and the Power Mall. So, take the step today. Empower your wellness and support independent media. Shop smart. Shop independent. Shop thepowermall.com. Together, we make a difference.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good. It supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
If your wellness routine needs a boost, you're in for a treat. Meet vitamin B17. Did you know that vitamin B17, also known as amygdalin, is a natural compound found in plant-based sources like bitter apricot seeds? It's time to explore how this powerful nutrient can support your overall well-being. Our vitamin B17 capsules and bitter apricot seeds are made with the highest quality standards, ensuring each product is pure, potent, and packed with benefits. Imagine starting your day with a boost of natural goodness. Vitamin B17 is known for its potential health benefits, from supporting your immune system to promoting general wellness. And for those who prefer a convenient option, our extra potent B17 500 milligrams capsules are here to help you on your journey to better health. Why choose Richardson Nutritional Center? Because we believe in providing you with the very best. Our products are meticulously processed to maintain their natural integrity and efficacy. Your health and satisfaction are our top priority. So what are you waiting for? Embark on a natural journey to wellness today. Head over to thepowermall.com or give us a call at 877-817-9829 to place your order. Discover the health benefits of vitamin B17 and take a step towards a healthier, happier you with Richardson Nutritional Center. Act now and feel the difference.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Please visit www.powermall.com and there you will find all of these wonderful products that we are discussing today. 10% off for all North American Herb and Spice products. And really, this is a 100% listener-supported program. So anything that you buy here is well vetted. You know that it's not anything that you can just find on a shelf. And it's going to do the wonders for your body and really help with a number of health concerns. And again, we've been going through interesting times, I think, to say the least, in the world right now. I mean, there is threats of bird flu that we see. I know Moderna got a big raise from the government.
$176 million.
Must have been for the wonderful job they did on, you know, trying.
And it was to develop a bird flu vaccine in humans. This was July 2nd, so very few humans had, very suspicious, because it wasn't like humans were catching it. It was like two people had it at the time.
It goes back to that whole kind of gain of function situation that we know about with COVID-19 and, you know, whatever COVID really was. However, people did get sick, didn't they? So I think there is this, on one hand, there is the clear conspiracy that there are underhand behaviors happening. And, you know, if you go back to the Spanish flu, so the Spanish flu didn't actually happen in Spain. It started in Fort Riley, Kansas, and you know, it was World War One. People were coming back from the war, and they weren't expecting the war to finish quite as early as it did. And during that time, they had these live virus vaccines that they gave to a number of soldiers. And all of these outbreaks actually started in the army barracks. And then there's this cloud effect shedding that occurred. And it's been very well reported by eyewitnesses that the unvaccinated during that time did not get sick. So there's this obsession with creating this hysteria over disease. But that doesn't change the fact that people do get sick. And I think, you know, elderberry gets celebrated. You get things like echinacea gets celebrated that I know a lot of people can't process or do well with. I've always said, and, you know, it was far before I was in the doors of North American Herb and Spice, that oregano oil is really the most important. We used to call it a medicine chest in a bottle.
Yes.
And, you know, I think everybody needs to have at least one-ounce bottle of oregano
right.
at all times.
For emergencies, absolutely.
And even if you go as far as looking at what's happening, and we're praying for the people in Asheville, North Carolina,
yeah.
praying for everybody in Florida right yeah. now, you know, when you get that kind of devastation, oregano plays such a bigger role in, you know, not just the pathogens, but also treating, you know, water. You may have some bad water, you put the oregano in, it's going to kill the bad
stuff. Right.
So there's so much more than it does. But I really want to focus today on the immune system, because
yeah.
we're getting into that time of year where they rapture up the, you know, the flu shot propaganda and everything that comes with that. And then all of a sudden you get this season that ironically occurs at the same time. A little bit like sunscreen, like you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Sunscreen, before the admission of these toxic chemicals that they call sunscreen today, there wasn't really skin cancer, and
right.
now there is. And, you know, the flu season seems to fit that similar model. But oregano oil, absolutely critical. What's your go-to to keep yourself safe? You know, I know that I personally just take the super strength every day. And,
yes.
You know, I can't remember the last time I came down with something, which, you know, is also the Lord blessing me. But, you know, there's children in the house. There's, you know, different schools. There's all this
right.
this connection. Kind of how do you see it?
So I do think that your suggestion of the super strength 1 ounce bottle, having that in every household, is a really good place to start. It's important that you use North American Herb and Spice P73 Oreganol, because it is the only oreganol that is safe for daily use. So in other words, somebody might say, well, I grow oregano in my yard. I eat oregano every day. I don't need to take that. Okay, so there are 80 species of oregano, and I can grow some oregano and it could pass FDA inspection and I can put it on the market. It's technically oregano, but guess what? Only 4 or 5 species of oregano are medicinal. The rest don't have any medicinal properties. They might have antioxidant support and be delicious and have other vitamins and minerals, but they don't have antiseptic responses to viruses, to fungus, to bacteria, to histamine, and to parasites. So the reason why oregano is such a go-to is because when you're hit with a pathogen, you don't know what it is. Is it a bacteria? Is it a fungus? Is it you know, a lot of people that have inflammation in the gut, for example. Is it SIBO?
Mm-hmm.
Is it high histamine?
Mm-hmm.
Is it candida? Well, guess what? If it's any of those, oregano should be your go-to, because it doesn't really matter if it's candida, SIBO, or high histamine. Oregano is for all of those things. So we don't always have that diagnosis. We don't always have the luxury of getting a diagnosis. So just go straight for the oregano. And it's not just for oral use, but also topical. So bug bites, any kind of burn, shingles. Put it directly on shingles. Make sure you also take it internally for any of these things. If you have somebody who can't stomach the taste of it or can't swallow a pill, you can rub it vigorously up and down the shins until you feel heat, and it will get into the lymphatic system. And guess what? You don't have to dilute it. It goes right into the system, just right there. It's already diluted in olive oil. So I don't have to worry, is it going to burn your skin? Is it going to burn your stomach?
Mm-hmm.
Other brands, not necessarily medicinal, could be the wrong blend of medicines, and we'll get into that, or it could be not, you know, it's not even fit for human consumption, and you're consuming something that was meant to be aromatherapy, right? Not even passing those tests. So with North American Urban Spice, they are taking four species. They own the rights to six mountain ranges. Two are in Syria, two Lebanon, two in Turkey. And this is 8,000 to 12,000 feet above sea level. So this is untouched by Noah's flood. That's how high it is. The oregano bursts through the rocks. It cannot grow in the soil. It cannot grow in soil. It bursts through the rocks. It has to fend off climate and rocks and predator, any kind of animal that's up there. And it is the only thing that grows up there. I mean, it is a plant. And the natives...
5G. Did they get
5G? No 5G. There's nothing up there. The natives go up there and they hand pick it and they carry it down strapped to donkeys because there's no roads. You get to drive up the mountain, right? And they bring it down and they spread it out and they dry it and press it. And it takes 100 pounds of oregano to make 1 pound of the oil. So that's how condensed it is. So when they make the oil, it separates into two different vats. You have the oil and then you have the oxygen rich hydrosol. Okay. And that's what we call the juice of wild oregano.
And I think it's really important to kind of, lay that out. You really have the regular strength of oregano.
Yes.
Which comes in a 0.45 ounce, a 1 ounce bottle. It also comes in a 60-count gel cap.
The gel caps, by the way, are very small. And I bring this up because it's a great way to teach children how to swallow a pill.
Yeah.
If you're in a situation where, it's great for children to start to learn to swallow supplements at an early age. And a lot of supplements are quite large. So if they practice with the oregano, and if it opens up in their mouth, it's not going to hurt them. It might be spicy, but it's not going to hurt them if it takes a longer. So I always teach my kids with the oregano gel caps, their first, and they should be taking it every day. So it's a wonderful first pill to swallow.
It really is. And, so you have the 60 count, you have the 120 count, which is, really an economical option. I believe we should have a 240, but we don't yet.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then we have the super strength, again, in a 0.45, a 1 ounce, a 60 count gel cap, 120 count gel cap. The regular strength, the gel caps have 6 drops of oregano per gel cap. The super strength is 3 times more oregano per, which is the maximum amount in ratio that is safe for daily use. Yeah. So those gel caps effectively have 18 drops of oregano, and that is why it's considered super strength. On top of that, and the reasons you do the super strength is because you may have something that is chronic, it is more severe, but we also have the Orega Ultra. And now the herbal marketplace is really filled with companies who use standardization to make sure that the herb that they're delivering has the same amount of the key, or the so-called key botanical constituent per serving every single time. And now standardization is done through chemical solvents, mm-hmm. which, we know is, extremely risky because there's going to be residue left over.
Right.
So we're talking about hexane, butane, propane,
acetone,
absolutely. And it's just a real risk anytime you do that. Now, you can use water as a really good solvent, and you can standardize with water, and companies do. So, but what we found with standardization is that certain parts of the plant are removed, and they are key for that botanical constituent to work most effectively. And I know for an absolute fact, people do well with standardized products. What I've seen with non-standardized herbs is that the results come through quicker. And I think that's a really, really key point. But the Orega Ultra is a 1 ounce bottle of 84% carvacrol. And what that means is the carvacrol is harvested at 12,000 feet above sea level, and it's the highest amount of carvacrol that is found in nature. And, so if you've got any really, really severe chronic issues going on, if you've got biofilms surrounding the pathogen and protecting it, then you absolutely need to be taking the Orega Ultra. And it is really, really powerful. I mean, I've seen incredible results with
yes.
it. Again, all of the oils can be rubbed on topically. And I think, my babies were certainly raised just covered in oregano oil. And, the reality was is that they always responded very, very quickly to those things. And I would take a sidebar to Lavanol, because you've had amazing success with your son on lavender oil. It's called Lavanol. It's wild Mediterranean
lavender. And the majority of lavender on the market is actually very dirty. It's very pesticide rich. So yeah, tell us about your experience with lavender.
Lavanol is like all of our essential oils that we have in North American herb and spice, because not only do we have the oregano, but we also do clove, we do cinnamon, we do rosemary, we have sage, we have all these different oils that are already in the olive oil. And what's amazing is that they are ready for human consumption, but they can also be used topically. So none of these are for, you know, diffusing or putting, you know, like for aromatherapy, but they are for topical use, and they're already diluted, all of them the same. So what you're speaking of with the lavanol, with this wild, robust, hearty, potent, powerful lavender, comes from Lebanon, this one does. And what you can do with this is it's calming, right? So think of the normal applications for lavender. It calms you down. You could take it as a tea under the tongue. You know, you could put it in a juice or water, make a nice, lovely lavender tea with it. And it's very calming. But it also gives the sense of cooling down. So if you have a child who has a fever, we never want to break a fever. The fever is important. God put the fever there to fight, right? But we want to give the illusion that the fever is breaking. And lavender does this. What you can do is aggressively rub lavender up and down the shins, like we spoke of earlier. And you can combine it with oregano. And there's even a product that North American Herb and Spice has, if you want to get it in one bottle. There's the Kid Eat Care line. It's a children's line. And it's oregano with lavender. And it's called rubbing oil. But so that's one option. But you can also just get the lavanol. And if you have the oregano, you can do them separately or together. And you rub it just vigorously up and down the shins. It's going to get it into the lymphatic system. You can go up and down the base of the spine. You can go into the belly button, rub the little bottoms of the feet. And you just want to cover your child or maybe elderly person or someone else that's having trouble getting medicine in. Cover them in that lavender and let that give them the sense that they're cooling down, even though it's not going to break that fever. And you're absolutely right. That issue, Edwin was 4 years old and he woke up from a nap and he started yelling. He said, my neck, because he hasn't been sick very much in his life, and he didn't know the word throat. And I knew right away he was in pain and he couldn't swallow.
Yeah.
And so and they love it. They love being like cuddled and snuggled in their pain as you're praying over them, as you're rubbing them down in the oils. And I got all the oils on him and he sat up and he threw up. Mm-hmm. And then he fell asleep as I was rubbing him. And within an hour, he woke up and he didn't even know he had been sick. He doesn't even remember it.
Yeah.
It was so fine. It was shocking. I was like, I don't think we should leave the house. And he was completely fine.
Yeah, I think it's really important to, you know, just really with fevers in general, they are scary for anybody, especially when they're little. If it is above 104 degrees, then, you know, there is the risk of it being a bacterial.
Right.
So that is something that, you know, is to be taken extremely serious and to get medical help. The other side of it is don't take Tylenol ever, because that is the go-to. And Tylenol is the leading cause of liver failure. And, you know, again, people always are just looking to do the best thing for their children, best thing for themselves. And often because of the Tylenol does reduce that fever, and then the condition or the sickness will stay longer, because the body has been designed perfectly to deal with this issue.
Yeah.
That core temperature is to kill whatever is making us sick. So oregano, though, again, I mean, it's the sidebar for the lavanol really is crucial because of that success story that I know is just
and
wonderful.
Dealing with a sick child, it's extremely scary and stressful. And so if you have that lavanol, don't just put it on the baby, put it on yourself and take some. Take some to calm yourself so you can focus on what God has for you to do in that moment, which is to be prayerful and hopeful to get through that moment, because it's scary.
Yeah. I mean, not all the oils on the market, most essential oils are not edible.
No, I would not put any other lavender in my mouth. No.
And these are in a carrier of extra virgin organic olive oil, so they are ready to take. So in addition to the oregano gel caps and the oils, we have a number. There's about 33 products, I think, North American offer that are oregano first, I would say. The oregano juice is something that doesn't taste great, but you can put it in water and it goes really, really nicely in water and it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I used to drink it when I played soccer as a Gatorade.
Yeah.
And people would say, who's eating pizza on the field? And but I did feel this extra energy. And obviously, we know it does nourish the adrenals. It really supports the endocrine system. In general, it does bring oxygen to the cellular level. And you also can use it for respiratory support. So
yes,
oxygen to the lungs. Also wonderful success stories with acid reflux because of the increase in stomach acid that it produces, which is always important for vitamin B12.
You cannot absorb B12 if your stomach acid gets too low.
Yes, that's exactly right. So the oregano juice, again, wonderful, wonderful product. Doesn't taste great. There is a pomegranate, grape, yacon. I guess it's real yacon, which is a prebiotic, low glycemic sweetener. And then you have this muscadine grape and this wild pomegranate. So
muscadine grape is the grape that has the highest amount of antioxidant properties compared to any other grape. And it's one of the few, we only have two things that we harvest from North American Urban Spice in America because we are outsourcing, I mean, in these remote locations. And it's interesting, the only two things that we have that are actually on American soil, because it's hard to find, are the chaga mushrooms and then the muscadine grapes come from America.
Yeah. Well, you can say the polar power is elastin.
Oh, that's right. You could say that's technically, you're right. Fair enough.
But the oregano juice is really critical for that respiratory support and immune season. You know, we do know that oxygen levels, we did measure during the last situation, somebody's was very low oxygen, took the oregano, and we could put the device on the finger, and you saw that the oxygen increasing, which is, you know, it's just wonderful stories. And I really wish that there was a bigger awareness and there was a focused study done on all these things. Orega Resp, though, that is a product that is, I think, best described as the strongest products in the line. I've had great success with digestive health, which is critical to the immune system. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about
that? So with Orega Resp, you are getting dried spices. So what we're doing, we're taking the oregano and we are drying it, and then now it's a powder. So now we can put it into a capsule. It's very, very condensed. And we're going to pair it with cinnamon and cumin and sage. And these are respiratory herbs. So we're going to powder it. Now, why would we want to powder it? Well, we can fit more in the capsule, but also not everybody likes the taste of oregano. And you don't really have to taste it with the Orega Resp. It tastes a little bit more like cumin, to be honest. So you can handle it. There are 50 drops of oregano in each capsule of Orega Resp. And this is what you have on hand for a real situation. So I had a couple years ago, my pastor during COVID had a COVID-like illness that was not COVID. So he was diagnosed with not having COVID. And it was really frustrating how he was going to treat this because he couldn't get a normal type of treatment because it wasn't available. They weren't really dealing with things that were not COVID. And his wife was very scared. So I gave her oregano to rub on his shins and legs and feet to keep that constant contact going and constantly getting into the lymphatic system. And then I gave her the Orega Resp and I said, just give him one capsule every hour.
Yeah.
He was having trouble consuming anything, right? But he was able every hour just keeping 50 drops, just around the clock. And they were able to do that until he completely healed.
Wow.
So that's key. The Orega Resp is the highest, strongest, most potent, most powerful thing that we've got for oregano. And it's marketed as for respiratory health, but it can really also improve digestion and other things as well. It doesn't have to be just for respiratory. So don't let the Orega Resp throw you off. This would be a good daily use product if you are working with the public, immune compromised. When we fly on airplanes, we always take three capsules. Three capsules, by the way, in my opinion, and I'm not, you know, suggesting a serving size here, but if somebody like had something like a COVID-like illness, three capsules three times a day would be a really good, because it's 150 drops of oregano. It's not too much. You're not going to overdose on it. It actually nourishes a lot of the good bacteria rather than killing it off. So it's oregano is wise and it nourishes the good bacteria and kills off the bad bacteria. So I would do three capsules three times a day if I was really fighting an illness.
Yeah, and it's really central to our whole experience at North American Urban Spice. During that time, the one thing that we were asked to do, I mean, the office was completely open. You know, we were traveling pretty much with probably more than we were pre-COVID, because there was enough information out there to get into people's hands and to broaden the discussion. And the one thing we had to do was take 2 capsules of Oregarest every day in the office. There were 0 cases until the Omicron variant, whatever that was, came through. And, you know, there was very quick response times, which we were blessed to be able to go through. They come in 30 count. We have the 90 count for those. We're getting a better economic value.
Yeah.
And then you also have the gel caps, which are the spice oil blends in oil.
Yeah.
And they're very easy to swallow. So, you know, you have some really good option. Then we do have the 1 ounce Oregarest liquid as well, which I think tastes a lot better because you get that little hint of cinnamon in the oil. But again, North American Urban Spice, all available at the Power Mall. Go there today. Make sure that you and your family are protected, that you are telling your friends about this wonderful, these wonderful options. And really all it is God's medicine, and he's provided it to us. Wild harvested, you know, Bill Gates is not able to buy up all the land in the world, as we know. So we want to make sure that people are able to get hold of these things, because anything could happen. And, you know, we're seeing with these hurricanes and these, you know, very bizarre, which seems like weather modification to me. We're seeing that people are going to be put in situations, and they've been talking about EMP disasters and, you know, ongoing war that is just, again, you know.
Take oregano for antioxidant support as well. Clove, of all the plants, clove has the most antioxidants. And we have, of course, clovenol, which is like our oregano, but with clove. But number 2 in the plant world for antioxidant support is P73 oregano. Oregano has the number 2 amount of antioxidants. And antioxidants are what we need for 5G protection. So don't forget, when you take that daily dose of oregano, it's also to protect you from 5G.
Yeah. And the immune system really is bombarded. You know, there's this significant damage done by the weather, by the food. So making sure you've got the basis of nutrition, and then making sure you then have those weapons that you can take on a daily basis to make sure your body is in the best state that it can be. And the frequencies of these plants are also really interesting when you research frequencies, and there's lots of theories out there. You know, it's a crazy story about the Rife machines. If you ever want to research a really terrible story about the American Medical Association, how they destroyed a man who had created treatments through a frequency device. And I think we've never been able to replicate that the same way as he was able to do it. But they destroyed him. But frequency, clearly, whether it's in music, whether it's in pretty much any state.
Fabrics that you wear, like linen, for example, versus rayon and polyester. So all linen is going to make you function at a higher frequency.
And then you look at the plant world, and we know the hertz frequency is where you have, you know, the rose petals that we're able to get from Lebanon. And then we have the oregano is also that very similar frequency. And healing happens at these levels. So immune system, you know, the broader acute illnesses, nothing better in my view than oregano. And then for chronic illness, you know, that is a complete lifestyle focus.
Yeah.
And you should also incorporate all of these wonderful herbs, these God-given wild plants. And, you know, nutrition first, and then everything else can support you, your family, and everything else. Any closing thoughts from you on what's the best way to go about?
I would just focus on organic foods, supplementation, and whole foods.
And maybe some better. See you next time.
There has never been a better time to buy gold and silver. To buy gold and silver direct, call our partners at Cornerstone Asset Metals. You can reach them at 888-747-3309 and make sure to tell them the Power Hour sent you.
In a world full of uncertainties, one thing you can control is your preparedness. Heaven's Harvest is here to help you protect your family when it matters most. Imagine having peace of mind with every meal, knowing it's non-GMO and made right here in the USA. From emergency survival food that lasts up to 25 years to heirloom seeds that ensure your garden thrives, we've got you covered. Why wait for a crisis when you can be ready now? With Heaven's Harvest, you're not just buying supplies, you're investing in your family's future. Secure your peace of mind with Heaven's Harvest. Stay prepared, stay safe. Your family deserves it. Visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 and take the first step towards ultimate preparedness today.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.